This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A multiple bomb blast has ripped through the city of Grozny in the Russian province of Chechnya, killing 9 people and wounding dozens more. The bombs went off after a suspicious man was stopped by police. There's speculation that they were meant to be detonated near the Chechen Parliament building. And our correspondent Gert-Groot Kurkamp says they're a clear sign that the radical Islamist rebel movement there is still very much alive.
The end of Ramadan should have been a day of celebration in Grozny. Instead, 9 people were left dead following the biggest terrorist attack in the Chechen capital in almost 2 years. A first bomb went off near a roadside cafe after policemen stopped a man to check his documents. The blast killed 2 policemen and caused significant damage. A second and third bomb exploded an hour later when a crowd of policemen and onlookers had formed around the scene of the first blast. Of the more than 20 wounded people, some are in critical condition, said a local doctor. Some, he said, are badly wounded in the head and arms or legs. Some have lost limbs. Several people are still in intensive care, and we are planning to move 2 of them to Moscow. The identity of the suicide bombers is said to be known. According to the Chechen authorities, they are young Chechen men in their early 20s. Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov says Chechen rebel leader Doku Omarov may be behind the attacks, which took place not far from the parliament building. Kadyrov reacted angrily to the attacks. The terrorists are enemies of the people, of the law, of Islam, he said. Therefore, I once again call upon the people of Chechnya, the police and the security service, to find and destroy them as soon as possible. The bomb attacks are a blow to Kadyrov, who is eager to show that today's Grozny has fully recovered from 2 devastating wars that had reduced this city in Russia's northern Caucasus region to rubble. With funds from Moscow, Grozny has been rebuilt at a remarkable speed, boasting, for instance, the first skyscrapers in the region and one of Europe's biggest mosques. Indeed, despite incidental skirmishes with rebels, today's Grozny appeared a safer place than the capitals of neighbouring republics like Ingushetia and especially Dagestan, where terrorist attacks have become part of everyday life. The latest attack, coinciding with the end of Ramadan, may signify an end to this relative quiet. It also shows that the rebels have no respect for their countrymen's religious feelings, says Russia's Interior Minister Rashid Nurgaliyev. It shows once again, he said, that even during this feast, which should show a person's aspiration towards moral perfection and calls for friendship, kindness and compassion, the terrorists ignored all religious guidelines and violated this holiday with a fanatical terrorist attack. Human rights activists in Russia argue that Ramzan Kadyrov's regime only aggravates the situation. His iron rule in Chechnya does not allow for dissent, and people are afraid to speak out if they don't agree with some things they see around them. Relatives of rebels run a real risk of having their homes blown up by Kadyrov's men in retaliation. Combined with mass unemployment, human rights groups say many young Chechens see no alternative to joining the rebels in the mountains. Gert-Groot Kurkamp, Deutsche Welle Radio, Moscow.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.